তত কৃষ্ণ ব্রহ্ম রচ্যাত ইট হ্যাজ বিন টেকন দ্যাট কৃষ্ণ অ্যান্ড ব্রহ্ম ইজ ওয়ান দ্য সেম দ্য কৃষ্ণ অ্যান্ড দ্য লাস্ট স্টার অফ হিজ কান্ট্রি অফ হিজ ডোমেইন ইজ ওয়ান দ্য সেম উইথ দিস বেসিস অফ কনসিডারেশন দিস হ্যাজ বিন স্টেটেড ইন দি শাস্ত্র উই হ্যাড টু বি ওয়েকফুল টু দিস ফ্যাক্ট কৃষ্ণ ব্রহ্ম রক্ষাত হাউ না কিরণার্ক পমোজুষ জাস্ট উই মে থিঙ্ক দ্যাট সন অ্যান্ড হিজ ইজ রে উই মে সমটাইমস ইনক্লুড দি হোল এক্সটেন্সিভ রে সেকশন অলসো উইদ ইন সন বাট দ্য পেন্সিল অফ রে ইজ হোয়ার অ্যান্ড রিয়েল সন ইজ হোয়ার এ গ্রেট ডিফারেন্স ইট ইজ অলসো লাইক দ্যাট Kirano, Kirano means ray, and Kirano, Arka means sun. Sun and its ray. We can include the ray within the sun sometimes, and we can eliminate the ray, and we can consider only about the sun. So this, we should understand the statements of the Shastra in different places, where when they say like this, the underlying assimilation in such a way, we must be wakeful to that. So, anukulena krishnanushilanam. It is our necessary, the favorable cultivation about him, that which pleases him. This has got also this the enemy-like dealings are also necessary in his lila, but we won't like it. We should not like it. We should not select it for our own. We shall try to go within more and more, nearer approach there. And it is the anukul and pratikul, it can be traced to the highest point, last point. And so, our aspiration is for the rupanugraha. The Gauriya Vaishnava has Mahaprabhu has recommended for us, they are rupanugraha, raganugraha, rupanugraha. First thing, they are raganugraha. Not Arinanuga, not be there the path of the path of law and rules, regulations, but they select more the path of heart, connection of heart to heart. That is Raganuga. And there are Raganuga also, there are different types. Within that Raganuga is Rupanuga. Rupanuga. Raganuga, the way of loving service and the free from all rules, regulations, that is formality. No much formality, but so much sincerity. That is Raganuga. And the Rupanuga, that is a particular group in the Madhura Rasa. Madhura Rasa. The central line of the Madhura Rasa, the highest service, the whole self, the 24-hour service, and the central thread comes to begin for us Rupanuga. So, Mahaprabhu Sampradaya generally known as Rupanuga Sampradaya. Rupanuga Sampradaya. Both love and Madhura Rasa combined in the central line, the line of Radharani, Rupanuga. The beginning is there. So Narottam Thakur, a great guru in our line of divinity, his aspiration, he is describing himself, when the day will come when my Guru, Sri Lokanath Goswami, he will take me by my hand and put me in the charge of Sri Rupa. His Guru will carry him to Sri Rupa Goswami. Rupa for Rupanuga line. He will hand over me when that day will dawn in my to show my fortune that I am replaced by my present Guru Lokanath Goswami to the hand of Rupa Goswami. That is the aspiration we are to express there. But this is, we don't think it's anomaly. We don't think that is crossing the law of service to Guru. Should we think that Narottam Thakur has committed any spiritual wrong when he says like that? It is out of nature. It is necessary. It is necessary. According to the detection of the inner acquaintance, inner nature, the complete analysis of the inner nature demands this sort of ostentatious transfer. We find it. And there should not be any anomaly. The form and the substance going together always. The form to help the substance, the ideal. Ideal is all in all. And the form conceived to help the ideal and not to oppose it. This aspect of the truth we must realize. It will help us a great deal in whole of our life. What is the relation between the ideal and the form? Not for the form is created to help the ideal. Ideal realization, the form is coming to here. For sadharmi nidhanam sreyu paradharmu svayabho. None have pleaded so strongly on behalf form. The form, the Lord Himself is pleading with strongest term. The sadharmi nidhanam sreyu paradharmu svayabho. Don't go to accept others' duty, rather die standing on the sphere of his, of your duty, sphere of duty. The strongest term he has asked us to take our position firmly in the form. At the same time, sarvadharmam parityajyamami kamsaranam. Why so much recommendation to stand on the form? Because I may not go down. To keep up in my own position, present position, to maintain my own position, the general will consolidate his own position. But what for? Only he will take chance that he will to go forward, but not backward. He may not be pushed backward, so must he must strengthen his position, the general. But that is not the end of his object. His object is to go forward. He must not forget that. He is to go forward to attack his enemy and finish him. That should be his object. But he is asked by the medical science that you must consider that your position first, that the enemies may not push you back. So much importance should be given to the form that it may not my carelessness to it may not push me back. But that does not mean that I want to go forward. I go on for, I have finished all everything. My life is finished. No finish in our life. It is a dynamic. The truth is a dynamic one, not a static. Finished in Brahmaloka or Viraja. That is another thing, complete withdrawal. But when we accept the life of divine service, divine, it is eternally divine denial. Always to go forward. Go forward. So, we must be alert for progress. For progress, always for progress in our life. Though we have come to a standard, every day's program, there is also must be novelty. Not a stereotype thing, but novelty, always, in every day's program. So, form should be there, but not at the sacrifice of the ideal, which we can see by the grace of the infinite Lord or His subjects. Now the whole thing is concerning this, the trouble we find. Let God save us from this difficulty. This is a general difficulty which may come at every moment, at every time, in everyone's life. So, a broad thing we have to understand clearly. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur. Sarvadharmam parityajya mamekam saranam bhaja. Progress means to give up the present and to advance for the future prospect. That is progress. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. At the same time, we may not degrade us and take it as progress. In the name of progress, we may not degrade us. We shall be careful about that also. So the Shastra and the Sadhu, the consideration and the careful and selfless, sincere consideration, that will come to our relief. Nahi kallan kit kashti. We are our own enemy. And enemy is not outside. That can damage us so much if we do not take part in that. So Krishna is there, and if we are sincere, He will surely come to our help. We'll be saved. It is His taste. What we select Him, or we select some other things given by Him. So many charming things sent by Him to test us, whether we are eager for Him or we are eager for things that may be given by Him. So we should always try to help us in the selection of His service and not by things given by Him. Gaur Hari Tapan Kevo Nenya Gangimai 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 Gaur Hari Bol, Jai Gaur Hari Bol. Arieta, eta nagra. Jai Gaur Hari Bol. Any question? We don't hear the voice of Kulangana anymore. Where is she? not come. He is busy in Archana of Raseshwar. He is busy perhaps there. Hare Krishna. Gauravi Gauravi.
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, sometimes in his writing, he refers to the analytic process and the synthetic process. Could you explain the difference between these two processes? Analytic and synthetic.
You have some English plans? Generally, his lecture is synthetical. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is more analytical. But our Guru Maharaj was more synthetical. Synthetical means always tending towards the center. Whatever part he begins, but try to connect with the center. And then to deal with it in any way. And analytical to begin from there and to go to the parts and the parts of the parts in this way. Bhaktivinoda Thakur are canalized mostly. And also, of course, the synthesis is there, connection with Krishna. But our Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, is giving always a general characteristic, ontological aspect, ontological meaning. And he's very busy, always. To take anything with ontology, the intellectual, the ontological such a step, basis of everything. As is required by the present scientific civilization. Gaur-hari-gaur. Hare Krishna.
I think your speaking is more towards the synthetic also.
Mine?
Yes.
Yes. It was told. It was told like that. That mine is also synthetical. Ramanuja is synthetical. Madhvacharya is analytical. Hare Krishna, Gaur-hari-gaur.
If someone in the path of devotion becomes too much concerned with the external consideration, and loses sight of the question of internal earnestness or hankering for the real thing, then in what way can he be delivered from that kind of misconception?
It will take time, and also it depends on the stage of devotion. His awakenment in the inner world will help him to dissolve the earnestness with the external side. As much as his awakenment in the internal world, his objects of worship will also have the same level. And it will be subtler and subtler. Bhava Bhakti. Generally it is said that Brahmacharins and the Grihastha in that stage, they in Archanadhikar with things Jabbamaya Yajna. They will, whatever they will do, with the help of this material articles. Sannyasins are supposed to do mental worship, not that independent of material things, because they are sannyasi. External, the physical things may not be available to them, and they are promoted to such a stage that we only with the help of mental ideas they will go on their worship. This is the middle class of devotee. And the highest class of devotee, they are above Archaman. They are seeing that everyone is worshipping him. And only he is the exception, he can't. That is their vision. Everyone is in connection with God, but he is trying, but he can't get the real connection. That is his temperament of the Uttamadhikari. That I am deceived, I failed, I am unfortunate. But at the same time he finds the connection of Krishna with the whole of his environment. That is a peculiar type of devotion of Krishna consciousness in the Uttamadhikari. We can guess, conjecture, that because the object of our attainment is infinite, as much as we can approach to have a conception of infinite, so much so we cannot but find ourselves very, very meager in the comparison, in comparison of that. Just as Newton told, you say, I have finished the world of knowledge. But I say that I am more learned than you, because I know that it cannot be finished, but I am only collecting some pebbles on the shore of the infinite ocean of knowledge. So I am more learned than you. So, as much as one have some connection, some conception of the infinite, so much so he feels himself that he is smallest of the small. And when we do not care about the very nature of infinite, we may say, oh, I can finish it in no time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Akhayananda Maharaj not come. Come. Hare Krishna. Vidabhidha Madhav has got a letter. Is the doctor who cut a deity from heaven? Hare Krishna. Jai Gaur Hari Gaur. There may be, and also clash may be, but that should be of a proper type. the fighting of the dogs should not be the ideal of the fighting of the man, or even the lion. The Brahminical fighting, the Vaishnava disagreement, that must have some respectable type. There may be difference, but that should not come to such a deplorable standard level as political more political fight. That shows the standard of our feet in the Supreme. The justice is there, the Almighty justice is everywhere. With this consciousness we have to handle with anything and everything. Just as suppose in the presence of the father of guardian, if the children they want to quarrel, but their quarrel will be of a particular type when they are thinking that they are in the front of their guardian. The father is there, the mother is there, and the children are quarreling for some. He has nest, my thing. I am giving less, and this may be quarrel. But the guardian's eye, under guardian's eye. So our fight should be that we are under guardian's eye. Krishna is there, Guru is there. We have God, we are same, almost of same order of affection we get from them. One day we have got proportionate affection from the same source, and the, before them, how should we behave? Ruthless, merciless, and heinous. There's such mood and such sort of rudeness. This shows that how much God consciousness, Guru consciousness, Krishna consciousness is within us. Or we think we are masters. We are masters, we are seeing the matter, the object. We are more related with the objective world than the subjective. That by capturing the physical aspect of things, we have done everything. What is this? Rather, the ideal side that is more important than the physical acquisition which was necessary to help to propagate the ideal. The ideal is all valuable. Not those materials that were gathered to preach the to help to preach the ideal. Am I clear?
Yes.
10%.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We're more interested with material than with spiritual. So the spiritual dissatisfaction will come there as a reaction in general to making too much with the material aspect. It can't satisfy the seekers of the truth quench their thirst. Ultimately, none of you have come for material grandeur. You have come to surrender to the beauty of the ideal. The higher type of ideal that has drawn you all, surely, not the external grandeur. Hare Krishna. And that is normal. And we may be blessed with that sort of tendency in our heart. Gaur Hari Bol. Gaur Hari Bol. Gaur Hari Bol. Gaur Hari Bol. Nirai Gaur Hari Bol. Nirai Gaur Hari Bol. Mahaprabhu showed that he is afraid of mixing with Pratapa-rudra. The material grandeur, power. But when Pratapa-rudra was found to serve Jagannath in the form of a meanest servant, though he sits on the throne, but to Jagannath, he considers himself to be a sweeper. Pratapa-rudra, though a king externally, but internally he thinks that he is a sweeper of Jagannath. Then Mahaprabhu's heart melted. He showed that we should try to look things in this way, through his ego, how it is modest, how it is humble. That should be the standard of judging our friend. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Let us be blessed with that standard, that high. We may not be conquered by others' ideal. Let God save them also from that sort of endeavor and adventure. They are thinking, they are progressing with much adventure. Gopuri bol, gopuri bol. Adventure, to explore the spiritual world, the world of humanity and humbleness. There is much a jewel. And what jewel we can find on the external surface. We want to be saved from that sort of a charm by the external gradient. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. There is a story in Sanatana's life. It is found in Bhaktamala. And also Rabindranath Tagore has written a poem in that connection. In the Bhajya Bardhaman district, there was a village, Mankar. And there was a rich Brahmin family. And who had lineage of worship and festival of many religious types. But suddenly they had become poor. And the Brahmin, he says that I am depressed of this lineage. I am so poor that I cannot perform so many festivals that used to be performed here every year. So he was a devotee of Mahadev, Shiva. He began to pray very fervently to his Lord of Heart, Shiva, that please help me that I can keep out the glory, the name and the dream of my ancestors. Then in dream he got some suggestion. Go to Vrindavan, there is Sanatana Goswami, meet him and your aim will be satisfied. Then in that days, no train, no bus, only by walking the 1,000 miles, Brahmin went to meet Sanatana in Vrindavan. Then anyhow, on the banks of Jamuna, he found Sanatana in a hut and taking the name of Krishna. He met him and told his own things. Then after giving hearing to him, Sanatana told Brahmin, it was true that previously when I was Prime Minister to Bengal, I gave many things to many Brahmins, satisfied them. But now you find me, I am a beggar. Yes, I see your condition, but how can I think that my Lord Shiva, he has frustrated me, cheated me. I can't think like that. But what can I do? You see me? Yes, I see your position. Then disappointed the Brahmin is coming away. Sanatana Goswami suddenly, something came in his mind. Oh, Brahmin, come, come, come. Shiva has not disappointed you. You see, there is some rubbish gathered together. I think that one very bright stone was found one day and I put it there. That may be the touchstone. And if it is so, then Shiva has given you dream rightly. The Brahmin, removing the rubbishes, found a bright stone. It may be the touchstone. You take it, then all your difficulty would be removed. The Brahmin took it. How fortunate I am. Shiva, my Lord, has guided me to a proper place and I have got it. And now going, he was always thinking that it may be ordinary glass also, but I must find some iron. When searching, he found a break equivalent, gaja, nail, an iron small nail, and he took it and touched and it converted into gold. Oh, how fortunate I am, I have got it. Touchstone. I'm so fortunate in the world. I have got this touchstone. He's going. But fortunately, the reaction came in his mind. This is really touchstone, but why that man, the Sanatana Goswami, he so neglectfully put them in the rubbish? How is possible? It can't be thought out that this thing should be so much neglectfully dealt. Why? Then the next second thought came to him in the heart of that fortunate Brahmin, that he must have something more, greater, higher. Then he could neglect this thing. The second thought came in his mind. He is in possession of something higher, substance. And then the third stage, he came to think that I have found such a saint, and if I go back only with this, then I am deceiving myself. It is a proof that he is a saint of the highest order, that he could neglect this touchstone in such a way. Hatefully, I have found such a sadhu, such a saint, And if I leave him, then I commit a great mistake in my life. It would be difficult to find such a saint in the world. So he came back, retreated, and when came in the front of the cottage of Sanatan, then it came to its zenith. He threw away that touchstone into the river and fell on the foot of Sanatan. And it is mentioned, Jedhane Haiya Dhani, Mani Rena Mano Mani. You have got, you are in possession of such a wealth that you do not care a touchstone to be that way, a valuable thing. I want that valuable thing from you. I don't like to be deceived by this touchstone, valuable thing. He threw it to the water and the falling. So external things, the charm of the external precious things should be conquered in this way. In this way. Gold, holy gold. The grandeur. The grandeur can attract the self-deceiver. Gold, holy gold, gold, holy gold, gold, holy gold, gold, holy gold, holy gold, holy gold, holy gold, holy gold. Krishna is such, he does not tolerate any second of him competition. So, no alternative. Krishna is the only wealth. All others in our private milieu should be very, very insignificant things. We should be satisfied with that. Satisfied with that. Only the whole adoration. He should command from our heart. And there should not be any thing around us which may attract us, disturb our concentration towards him. Only with the exception of his devotees, those that will help me towards the right direction, towards the direction of Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Jai Gaur Hari Bol.